I mean, it's been a lot of surprises, obviously, but, you know, he's a second-round pick. Guy who's been played really well for us last year, but, you know, he's in a competitive room. The same thing with, you know, Sam is things that are out of our control. And, you know, you just kind of roll with the punches.
Schematically, how much different is it when, I mean, the previous staff viewed him as a long-time potential starter, and obviously he's traded now. How much different is it schematically for the defensive backs?
It's not much different. I think the biggest difference in our room compared to the last 2 years is a lot more competitive. I think guys, you know, whether it be free agents we brought in or guys who've been here for a while, have all really stepped it up in the competition. All camp and all offseason has been really, really close and really hard to call. And I think, you know, Eric kind of found himself on the bottom end of that.
How do you prepare for this offense? Obviously, you can watch Hugh from Cincinnati, but they have a totally different quarterback than he had in Cincinnati.
I mean, it's a little bit of both. You know, you go off of what they've shown on tape, what are some of their core concepts. But there's guaranteed to be some stuff that, you know, that we haven't gone over that'll be new and specifically for us. We've seen, you know, even in Cincinnati, they do a lot of stuff to get you sidetracked, get you confused, whether it's splitting linemen out at receiver or doing some of the zone read stuff, shifts and motions, you know, almost every play. So we know we'll get some of that stuff. The key is just handling it, staying settled, getting the flow of the game, communicating. But, you know, we can't be shocked if you see something that we hadn't seen on tape.
You guys expect RG3 to be the RG3 you saw a few years ago? Or
what do you mean by that?
Do you expect him to be as dynamic as he once was?
We don't know. I mean, so far we've seen in preseason, he's still got a big arm. He's got Terrell Pryor on the outside that they can stretch the field with. And when given time, he throws one of the better deep balls in this league. So I think the key is going to be to not get him comfortable. And obviously when he does decide to use his mobility, we got to be able to contain that. And I think that's when he's at his best, when he's got a clean pocket. And when he does get loose, there's space and defense for him to run. So those are the two things I think we need to take away to stop him from looking like the RG3 of old.
How do you think this defense is, your defense is, as opposed to where it was last year?
How ahead?
How ahead of it with a new concept, new coach, in terms of where you wanted your schemes and everything else?
I guess we'll probably figure that out Sunday. You know, nothing we've done so far has counted. So it's been good to, I think everybody's happy with the start. We've had some good practice runs and good dry runs, but, you know, we'll see after Sunday.
And now you've been candid that you like playing in the slot. Do you think you'll get that opportunity this year?
I'm not sure. Probably not right now to start out, but I think it's basically mostly to be game plan, depending on what our matchups are. Like I said at the beginning, it's been a really tight competition in our room. A lot of guys that can play. And so for right now, it's just figuring out what are the best five DBs and what positions are those.
In the past 2 years, you've taken on a heavy special teams responsibility for a starter. Is that still the case, or do you want to scale back in that area?
No, I see it still being the case. I mean, we don't have, just our depth and the way our roster filled out. It's going to be a lot of starters that are going to probably have to play a lot of special teams. So we're getting ready for that. I don't think that role will change.
What was your reaction to the trade of
Eric Rowe? You know, it was surprising. I mean, after the Sam thing, like nothing was really that surprising. It's just one of those things you hate to see a teammate go, especially somebody like Eric, who's played some good ball for us, promising young player. But, you know, he'll have success in New England or wherever he ends up. It's been a competitive offseason in that DB room. A lot of guys fighting for position, new and old. Unfortunately, he was on the back end of that.
What do you think the biggest challenge is for a rookie head coach, and how do you think Doug has handled the whatever challenges? So
yeah, I mean, I think the challenges are, you know, endless. You can look at every aspect of the game from just what you do from a day-to-day standpoint, logistics, and all the way to the X's and O's. I think it's a lot of unknown things that he's never had to do before as a coach that now he has to do. And I think the biggest thing is just a supporting cast And I think that's one thing he's done as a head coach. He hasn't tried to tackle everything on his own. He knows he's not a defensive guy, so he allows the defense to kind of do their own thing and let Jim run that side of the team, so he can focus more on offense. He delegates stuff so that he doesn't have to, you know, trip himself up and doing everything. But I think he's done a good job of keeping his messages consistent so that everybody kind of knows how we're being evaluated. We know what is being asked of the players, asked of the coaches. And that's the biggest thing from a young head coach is just delegating and then keeping the messages consistent so that everybody can buy into what you're selling.
Malcolm, getting back to RG3, Robert Griffin, he's a guy, one of the better quarterbacks at pushing the ball down the field. Mm-hmm. You look at Corey Coleman, Terrell Pryor. How important is it for you to be able to stay at home and not bite on those teaser routes underneath to not give up the big play?
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, especially this preseason, they did a really good job of getting the ball downfield. They'll get into some max protection looks and let him throw it. And like I say, he's probably one of the better deep ball throwers in the league when, you know, when he's got a clean pocket. Terrell Pryor has deceptive speed. You know, on tape, he doesn't look like he's moving fast, but he's consistently running by guys. So they've got the speed to stretch the field, and I think those are that's the area that we'll have to shut down, because their offense, you know, thrives off of those big plays. They've got a lot of vertical routes down the field, just trying to get a chunk play and get the drive going, put themselves in position to score.
Malcolm, you've been considered a leader here since you arrived. Do you see some of those same leadership characteristics in Carson?
I mean, it's yet to be seen. You know, it's a little different than my situation where, you know, I came here and was pushed into a leadership role. That was kind of expected of me. He came in and not much was really expected of him this year. And I think in a matter of a couple of days, now he's leading his team in the battle. So I think, you know, from a leadership standpoint, that'll come, you know, as he develops. And that's not something you want to try to fabricate. You know, I think those qualities will start to show as the season goes on.
With all that's going on, with Sam being traded, Eric being traded, a lot of the changes that were made, you know, during the offseason, how, as a veteran group, just how confident are you, how excited are you about the season as a group? What's the consensus amongst the veterans about how this team can be?
We're still excited, you know. You know, luckily all of that stuff happened before today, which is really our first work day. So, you know, nothing's really changed. You know, it's obviously shocking news when you see it come across the sports ticker, but you know, after that, it's still status quo. You still got the same goals and same agenda when you come into the building. Guys are still excited. You know, it's still the season opener. So nothing's changed.
With Carson, with a rookie starting at quarterback, how does that impact the defense, your team's defense?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, selfishly, we feel like, you know, it's a little bit more on our plate. Like, we need to, you know, the small things matter just a little bit more, you know, so penalties that'll extend the drive matter, field position matter. Third down is going to be crucial for us to get off the field, keep field position. And then, you know, we've harped on takeaways, but now, you know, those takeaways need to turn into scores. You know, we need to be as devastating as we can on defense to give our team the best opportunity to win. Not that we got to go out there and win it on our own, but we're going to have to set an environment that gives our offense you know, a little less stress. We can't go out there and tell Carson to win this game. You know, that's not fair for him. So I think, you know, some of the veterans on the defense kind of already had that mentality, but, you know, it's probably a little more emphasized now, obviously, with all the moves we made.
Can that be a dangerous thing, though? Like, maybe someone's trying to do a little bit too much out there?
No. I mean, we're still only going to make the plays that come, you know, but the ability to take advantage of those opportunities and sometimes create your own opportunities, you know, are just at a premium. Like I said, you know, getting off the field on third down, you know, we don't need you to make a play that's not yours. Just make the one that is yours and get off the field. You know, so all of those things are nothing new. Nobody has to do anything extraordinary in order to win this game. You just do your job, you know, to a T, and then that'll help us win.
Two more questions, guys.
Do you have anyone on the Vikings? Do you know anybody on the Vikings? And so did they call you and say, what are we getting at Sam? Did you have anybody?
No, I don't know anybody on that team.
What would you tell them if they asked?
I mean, they got a veteran quarterback who can throw the ball, who's probably got the biggest chip on his shoulder out of any quarterback in this league right now. So I think they're getting a good, you know, a good quarterback. I think he's going to be in a good situation. You know, so I think they'll be excited, especially after losing their starter. Cool. No problem.
Thanks, guys.